Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, we're in it. Okay, there you go. Guest starring the Until squad, who are celebrating their birthday today. 3 years of just really dope events, right, guys?
Yeah, they've been killing it for three years. Killing it.
Let's not use killing.
We're going to touch base with the Teebs' timeline. The guys from Until are going to tell us what they think Teebs was thinking or subtweeting, or if he was valid to say that in the first place. And then he's gonna defend his tweets here. Okay.
I can't start this one.
Teebs, I just want to know what is on your mind when you dropped the subtweet about fights happening at a certain place tonight.
I think people are going to fight at VIP.
Okay, cool.
Wow, what's going on?
There's a very big part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very big is quite relative.
We have
4,000 people come to our party. So.
Yeah. So that was a sub statement.
Sure. That's a minute in, and there's being shade thrown here. When Teebs tweet something like "feeling mildly handsome," though, what do we think? This is great to ask a room of guys.
Feeling mildly handsome.
Yeah, just mildly.
I'm not sure.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory. He doesn't think that high of himself.
Anyway,
I'm alright today.
I think I look good. It's fine.
Mildly so.
Next one, Ari.
I dig it when Teebs kind of takes a look at the world around him, and then, you know, takes everything in and formulates an opinion and drops stuff on what's happening in pop culture. Views on 2 million less than 2 months. Aubrey Banner. And you were tweeting about Drake.
Yeah.
Yeah. and weighing in on how successful he's been. Yeah. We're all in agreement. Drake has killed it with that album.
I think it might be arguably of the last couple of years. I know a lot of Kendrick fans are going to fight with me, but I think Drake's number one, and he ain't going anywhere anytime soon.
Don't come to Cole. Don't come to Cole.
Yeah. Stay home.
We marvel at Serafina 25 years later. Hopefully our work will be marveled at by the next generation.
Yeah, it's just appreciation, man.
Just appreciation.
I think that's something we should all be like in awe of, and appreciation.
And longevity in your work. I mean, what stance does it have? Does it move people?
Mm. Yeah.
I think that's what he's saying. He's asking like, yo, is what you're doing now gonna ripple through time?
Yeah. Right, because so, I mean, Shaz knows like dudes that can't do 4,000 people. will they be around next year? What do you think, Shaz?
Going back to Serafina, I think what Teebs was trying to say is that art, you gotta treat every project like art, like timeless art.
Yeah,
right. I think Serafina, my mom loves it, my sister loves it, I love it. It's something that lasts throughout the test of time. So I think that's just what he was trying to say. I don't know what he's talking about afterwards.
Which local artists do you think 25 years from now we're gonna say they made a huge impact culturally, socially, politically with what their message was? Who right now that may be, you know, charting, are we going to look back at 25 years with similar sort of eyes and goggles as what we look at Serafina with?
Black Coffee, AKA, I think are on the front line there.
Black Coffee,
I'm not
AKA.
Sure about AKA's attitude. But I can tell you, Black Coffee's work and attitude, it's both. You can't just have the work. You need to have the attitude and the work.
To be honest, I think Ricky as well.
Yeah, actually, Ricky.
Yeah, definitely. In terms of shifting the culture, I think Ricky Rick is.
And the message he's trying to push, and he's very much very conscious, and you know, not about, well, he claims he's not about, you know,
silicotine.
Yeah, besides the message, not in the music. I'm saying the things he talks about. Like, what is it? After the platinum party, he was like, yo, I'm not here to, you know, take your money. I'm here to make people feel good. You know what I mean? Like, he's not about being flashy and all of that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So which sort of people on the local hip hop scene or entertainment scene do you not want your kids engaging with or following on social media, and why?
Do the ant word.
I'm talking like 7 years old. Who do you think that kids are just not ready for? It doesn't mean that they're not cool, but just what they're putting out there, kids, you just, your kids shouldn't engage with that.
Locally.
Yeah, locally. Let's keep it local.
That's tough.
Yeah,
that's
tough. I don't think, because I think in South Africa.
No, don't tell him to hold back.
he's a bit wild, this one. I just got
no, but honestly, I think all our local acts aren't. Nothing negative. Cool.
I also think it's a South African thing. Like, we're not as like edgy as a lot of the other countries in entertainment. So, I mean, you got, let's say in the States, in the rap game, you got guys who are openly speaking about gangbanging and pushing drugs and stuff like that. In South Africa, we don't really have artists speaking about that, because also as a country, it's not really that much part of our culture. Yeah, you know?
Okay. All right. What did Teebs mean when he tweeted, "Focused on the tipping point"?
You read Malcolm Gladwell?
Malcolm
Gladwell, the book Tipping Point. Huh. So like every sort of trend or happening has a point where it's, you have the guys who start it, start doing some cool things, and then there's a tipping point where it becomes so cool that everyone starts doing it.
The catalyst, you know, really.
Like, it's like, it's just that.
Propel it to good heights.
Yeah, so maybe he's waiting for his tipping point.
You're waiting for your tipping point?
Or for a specific.
Or maybe he's saying, because it's our birthday, it was, we're the tipping point.
That too. That too.
Be the best at the basics.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
What are the basics? What are the basics of 3 years of what are the basics that you've got right in the past 3 years?
Pick up your phone.
Okay, yeah, that would be a good one.
Return calls. Reply to emails.
Yeah.
Be on time.
Show up.
Look the part.
Yeah. Don't forget why you started.
Sure.
I think that's one thing, especially with us. Like, we always like, there's a reason why we started this. Like, also, it wasn't necessarily on purpose, but once we realized its purpose, we then like became serious about it. And so remember, though, that's a basic, because that's where you came from. So you need to remember that thing. You know?
Is this the same crew from day one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And no dropouts, no additions, same
people? No, there's been people who've left and come back, but they came back. So, but yeah.
Yeah, it's the same
crew.
Same
How has the culture of people going out evolved in the past 3 years? What's different now than was 3 years ago?
I don't know who wants to touch on this. Yeah, I'll take it. It's been crazy over the past, you say 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, especially for us, we started throwing parties because we were party goers and we're like, yo, what would be the ultimate party for us to attend, kind of thing. And I think over time, what's happened is, I mean, especially in the urban market, people are still clubbing quite often, but they're also now looking more to something new, something fresh, something experiential that's going to leave a lasting memory. I mean, club will be club week in, week out, you know, whichever club you go to for that matter. But I think now, especially, people are looking for something more. I mean, even in the other markets, I mean, places like Taboo used to have urban night and non-urban night, I'm just going to call it that, but now they've just got urban nights throughout, and the people who are going to the non-urban nights are now going out to Middle's Drift and this and that every once a month instead of going out every weekend. So I think that people are looking for something more from a party. They're not looking just to be at the club popping bottles, standing on couches, even though we love doing that shit.
That's just the blesses that do that.
I also think one thing that's changed in favor of the game is that, like, now we're able to reach so many more people. Like, although social media was there before,
that's a big difference.
We were still warming up to it. Now we're like fully in it, and we can, like, I mean, we do a lot of our strat for promoting events purely on social media.
Yeah, we started on social media.
Yeah,
that was it. We didn't have flyers, we didn't have posters anywhere. We were like, yo, on Twitter is where you'll find us. And, that's us.
Come to this address on this day. We'll be there.
How do you differentiate events on social media? Because now everybody's got a Facebook page for their events. So how do you make yours pop?
Put a good strategy up and make sure.
It's about the content and what you're communicating to the people, I think.
Yeah.
It's very much about how you, not necessarily what you're saying, but how you're saying it. And you've got to know why that matters to that person.
Yeah.
And
also always assume that people are much smarter than they seem. So, like, a lot of people on the timeline, you can see, just see through a guy who's just promoting because he's been paid to do this thing and he doesn't really believe in his product. But if you see, I think what we've got is that is a very organic product. So everything authentic. We do and say is authentic. It's really how we feel. We are excited to go to this party. We want you to be excited with us, you know, and stuff like that, yeah.
Just to jump on what you're saying, I think there's so many promoters in Joburg, so you have to be forced to be creative. I think you have to treat every project like a piece of art, and the way you deliver it has to be very clean, because consumers aren't as Honks was saying, aren't dumb. They know when something is generic and they know when something is special.
It means something special, yeah.
Because that comes from the promoter himself putting in the effort and going up and making marketing strategies beyond the genuine, the generic stuff that is out there.
Mm. Yeah. What's the worst thing that's happened in the past 3 years of Until, like the day that it just all went wrong? Or like someone just what happened?
Oh, we got away with it though.
Yeah, but look, it was a bad like 2 hours of like
what happened?
Last year's Genesis at the old train station in Newtown.
Yeah.
So the place is like, so it's just a shell really. It's not like really structured to be a venue. So there aren't enough emergency exits according to regulations. Okay. You know, I hope no one who signed this off is listening to this. So there aren't as many exits according to regulations and stuff like that. So we were meant to have get like emergency exit stairs, so scaffolding stairs to be built, and we had miscalculated the days we have. So a Genesis always falls on the Easter weekend, so there's public holidays there, so we didn't have enough working days to order the stairs in time and have them come to the venue. So
a long weekend, everyone was closed.
So on the day, we were running around like crazy trying to find scaffolding stairs, but there's no one who actually had them for us. But luckily we got away with the event.
I mean, there was a point like a few hours before the event where it was like, yo, I don't know if you guys can open doors because they aren't stairs yet. I still don't see these stairs. And by then, like ticket sales were like sold out and it was crazy. So it was stressful.
Yeah,
no one knew, we
might have had to cancel the event like
but look, it happened.
We got the people out there.
And it was epic. Yeah.
Last horror story to all the sponsors, the one, I won't name the brand, the one that tried to drop us the day of the event, but luckily we got through with it.
Before,
do you want to mention the brand?
Elements. To mention the brand, but you probably won't see them again in line to anything you guys do. Oh yeah, back to Teebs' timeline. Three words, I'm a feeder.
Bless all sorts.
You know that fetish that happens in the States where you like feed like super fat chicks? They're so big that they can't get out of bed, so you literally have to feed them. I don't know if that's the kind of shit you're into.
And this dude does like to cook a lot, man.
Actually, yesterday you were making like your portion was for more than one person.
Who were you feeding yesterday?
It was my first day back in the gym, so it was for me. Yeah, I cook a lot and I feed a lot.
Okay,
full stop.
Nothing untoward there. Mm. My boys are confessing to rocking PJs.
Yeah, I don't understand guys that wear pajamas.
That's fine.
I understand the theme if there's a pajama party. But do you guys rock PJs? No, my pajama, Capital.
Look, I'm going to keep it real.
Hold on.
I'm going to keep it real, right? I was with you until like a month ago. And then it just got too cold. I was like, I can't actually do this without pajamas. I have Vasco. I have many vests, but it's not the same kind of warmth, man.
Forget about PJs.
I even Snapchat in my pajamas.
Let's kill those pumpkins.
Okay. Relationships should be mutually beneficial. This is both business and personal. That's kind of self-explanatory, right?
Yeah.
And true. Let's go to this one. So they want to invest in your company, but you have no books or business plan. That's a bit of a call out. But we speak about this a lot in the segment, that people have an idea of what something is, but the reality is completely different, and sometimes there's a huge disconnect.
No, I mean, look, it wasn't really a call out. It's just there's funds out there, you know, there's money out there, like for people with ideas, people in the arts, but you have to be organized. You have to have some sort of admin. If you don't have books, like, you can go to the bank and get bank statements, and you know, you can showcase something. You know, if you have ideas for the next 3-4 years, you can write them down. Maybe it's not the greatest business plan, but like, guys just expect money. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, it doesn't work
off that a conversation.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's something we've also come to learn over the years. Like when we started off, we were, as I said earlier, we're like just winging it. We're just throwing events. Then when we saw the bigger picture and we wanted to make so much more out of this, you know, we then started learning that, look, no sponsor, for instance, is just going to come and just give you money because apparently you throw dope events. You have to have a plan. You also have to show them like how long you see your relationship with them lasting and how they benefit, how you benefit. And you can only do that with, like teams are saying, your business plans and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've learned that, especially there was pajama party at Vuya's house. I remember we took a sponsor there. They wanted to go see the site. So, I mean, we had just started. So we literally had nothing on paper or anything. So we're showing them the site and she wasn't too impressed. She was just like, okay. And I was like, no, don't worry, I promise, like, people will come, like, don't worry. And then she was like, yeah, okay, cool. And we never got the sponsors. So
okay. But you learn by doing it. That's the only way you learn. There's no handbook.
We've come a long way since then.
Okay, so we spoke about influencers a little earlier on. Teebs tweeted, it's clear a lot of influencers take jobs in inverted commas so that other influencers don't get them rather than benefit their business.
Firstly, this whole influencer thing. I think you're not an influencer until you've actually influenced someone to do something.
Thank you,
like,
Tools.
Other than that, you're just like a guy. You're a promoter. Yeah,
thank you, Tools.
Just a guy who dresses well.
Or a guy who, I don't know, drinks something. You have
the ability to influence something.
Yeah. Thank you, Shaz.
Until the people are buying the product. Because of you. and you can it's tracked that, yo, Honks made Tools buy that pair of Nikes. Until then, you have not influenced anything.
Yeah. Thank you, Chance.
Do you think brands are scared though, and that's why they're just going with this buzzword?
Because I think they're lazy.
I'm with them.
I think, I mean, it's a cheaper way for them to do their jobs. We actually end up doing their jobs for them.
It's an easy way out.
Yeah.
Okay. How would you guys decide if you were going to endorse something or not?
It's got to be cool. First things first.
Yeah, as cool as me.
I think if I was approached to endorse something, it has to be me. I can't sell something that's not me. I'm 100% lying, and no one's gonna believe me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's like with what Tools and the rest of the gents are saying as well. That's where there's the disconnect with an influencer and what they're actually like sort of doing. So I mean, if you someone who's got a blog with I don't know, a million hits or whatever, and you're not big on sneakers, but all of a sudden you're endorsing Nike's latest sneakers, it's like, okay, what's
it doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense. Yeah. So you, like Monty's saying, you have to actually have a genuine interest in that thing and be able to communicate that interest and that product that you're so in love with to the people.
It's got to be authentic.
Yeah.
Unless you have a stake in it, don't twer over it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a smart one. Yeah.
Thanks, Monty.
As opposed to the rest.
Was that directed at anyone or anything you were seeing?
Was it directed to that Deso guy and Larry and Jabu? Guys, stop fighting over clubs that you don't own.
Yeah.
You know, like, rather let the club owners do it themselves. Like, if, God forbid, if you get fired tomorrow, then what? So just stop.
Celebrity culture, though, is built on this. It's built on fans fighting with other fans and fighting with the artist and all of that. So there's a way to maneuver it that it aids you.
Yeah, but you don't want to be a pawn in someone else's war, you know?
Mm.
And
preach.
Thanks for my, thanks for the cameo. So, I mean, look, we all guys are 3 years deep. You know, it's not easy. And a lot of that is based on ownership, no?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of that is based on the strides, whether guys are getting into merch, whether, you know, the recce's, whatever. So, I mean, there's no time to twer over what isn't yours.
Yeah. 110%. And also, you'll look like such an idiot if no one cares.
Yeah.
So you spend all this time twering on something you don't have a stake in, and then everyone's like,
what was the point of that?
It's like girls that used to be blessed. You know,
yeah,
it's not a pretty sight.
Please tell us more about these girls that used to be blessed.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know their names off the top of my head.
Let's wrap it up with this. This was an interesting tweet, and it kind of encapsulated this narrative beautifully. The American presidency is about accepting the lesser evil. A lot of people are focused now on who's going to be the president of the United States, but no one can really find, ironically, no one can really find a candidate that they identify with. which is like, how did we get to that point where the two people running, like, you can't resonate with either of them? And I think Americans feel this way as well. They don't know who to vote for. Any specific points on the American presidency?
Well, I just think the situation that America is in right now, we may find ourselves in come our elections. Just like
anybody else.
Like anybody else but this guy. Yeah. But also the people we have to choose from is like, who really?
Should Tebs run?
Yeah,
no, go for it.
I'll vote for the culture.
For the culture.
For the culture.
Don't do that. Vote for the culture.
I'm actually still a youth league.
Parties every week.
And then our final talking point, because I don't see any tweets specifically related to it, but you did bring it up. Blesses, because it still seems to be quite a talking point. Anything you've always wanted to say about blesses, blessies, this is the platform to yes, let it out loud. Yes. Everyone's got their hands up. Okay.
Where are the female blesses?
Yeah.
I think all the guys are like, yo, can we get some data? I'll chill something.
5K, that's all we want. 5K. But honestly speaking, I don't have an issue with it, to be honest. If you're someone who's blessed, like, live your life, fam. Yo, I'm not gonna buy that Louis bag, yo. Go ahead, get it from whoever you need to get it from, you know what I mean?
But look,
live your life, I don't judge.
Don't come to me acting all fresh as a hand though, and like all stank face and up my face when I know that, look, Monday to Thursday, as Steve likes to say, it's tough.
Wait,
it's,
why you gotta throw me?
It's the couch and the TV on the floor, man.
Yeah, like I said, no matter how blessed you are, someone still eats for free.
Yeah.
See, he just shuts it down.
I just want to say,
no chance for
you. I just want to say to those who are blessed, save your money, because you're not going to be blessed forever.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Shilly with the cameo.
Yeah.
We should take that campaign to Nedbank.
Well, listen, it's been great having you guys stop past. I hope I'm going to get this right. Out there from Until, that's our Honks, Capital, Shilly, Tulane, Sandile, and Monty. I got it right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. There you go.
Shout out to the team that's not here.
Yeah.
This is just like
half of us.
Who's
not here?
Shout out to Miso. Shout out to Vuyo.
Jax.
Shout out to Jax, Amy. Shout out to... Chuck Taylor.
Lou, Tully
shout
Stark.
Out to Tully Stark. Yeah, they're all part of the team. Shout out to Natty. Shout out to Dre. Yo, shout out to the world, man.
Shout
out to the world and shout out to all my VIPs.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
At Until_ZA on Twitter.
You get the final word, dude, and then we're going to cut to the track.
Just do the work, keep it simple, and have fun. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.